All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Prophet of Mercy, and the rank of all his brothers from the prophets and messengers. Ameen. Thereafter, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I advise you and encourage you to work and to prepare yourselves for the hereafter. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said in a Sahih Hadith, what means, on the Day of Judgment, one will not move from the land of assembly and judgment until he is questioned about four matters: about his lifetime, how did he spend it, about his body, how did he wear it out, about his money, wealth, from where did he earn it, and how did he spend it, and about his knowledge, what did he do with it. This means that a person will be asked prior to leaving the land of assembly and judgment, before the order is given to admit him either to paradise or hellfire. He will be questioned about how he spent his lifetime, how did he wear out his body, about his money, from where did he get it, and how did he spend it. If he took his money from a lawful source and spent it in a lawful manner, then he will be safe. Otherwise, he will deserve to be tortured. A person will be also questioned about his knowledge. What did he do with it? He will be questioned about the knowledge he acquired, whether or not he acted in its accordance. The one who learned the Quran and took with what the Quran ordered with and adhered to it and refrained from what the Quran ordered us to refrain from, then one will be safe in the hereafter. However, the one who learned the Quran and yet did not act in its accordance, rather one acted against its teachings, will be a loser. From this we learn that the path of success is through the knowledge, that is the knowledge of the religion, because through the knowledge of the religion we know that which is accepted by Allah and that which is not. By this knowledge we learn the words that will benefit us in the hereafter, the walking which benefits us in the hereafter, and the rest of other similar acts. With learning the religion, the slave knows what harms or benefits one. Let the one who learned the knowledge of the religion know that Allah willed goodness for him, and the one who did not learn, Allah did not will goodness for him. The best of the knowledge is the knowledge of Tawheed, the knowledge by which one knows Allah, what befits him and what does not befit him. This is the best type of knowledge. Abu Hanifa, may Allah reward him greatly, named the knowledge of Tawheed al-Fuqh al-Akbar. This means the knowledge by which one knows the rules pertaining to purification, prayer, fasting, Hajj and Zakah is al-Fiqh al-Asghar. The obligation of taking care of acquiring the knowledge of Tawheed is more important than acquiring the knowledge of the other part of the religion. This is so because the one who knows Allah and His Messenger and stays steadfast to it until one dies and protects one's belief from blasphemy will definitely enter paradise, either with prior punishment in the grave or in the hereafter, or after punishment for the major sins he committed which Allah did not forgive, such as leaving out some of the five obligatory prayers, or all of them, or consuming that which is unlawful. As for the one who did not know Allah as obligated, then one will not be benefited with the outwardly acts of worship he did. Many people do not acquire the knowledge of Tawheed. Rather, they work hard in following a tariqah and make a lot of zikr. They tire themselves without receiving any benefit in return, that is, in the sense of reward in the hereafter. Those people are bankrupt. they will not find the reward that they assumed they will receive. They assume they have prepared a great deal of deeds for the hereafter, but they will not receive any speck of reward. As the case is that the slave will not move from the land of judgment until he is asked about these four matters, it is amongst the obligations for one to refrain from using his body in disobeying Allah and from using his money in disobeying Allah. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah and know that the hereafter is more important than this world. Fear Allah and remember the hereafter and death. Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. This ayah means, the pleasures of this world are little, and the hereafter is definitely better for whoever fears Allah. No matter how much money a person gathers, and no matter how much one indulges in the luxuries of this world, there is no escape from death. Remember what had happened to those before you who gathered a lot of money, like Qarun. The earth opened up and swallowed him, his house, and his golden fortune. There is no government on earth today that has the gold that he had. Remember also that what had happened to the non-believer Shaddad ibn Ad, the one who ruled the earth at his time and had 260 kings under his command. He wanted to build a city whose specifications are similar to those of paradise, and thus he gathered the gold and jewels from this earth and ordered the building of a city that took 300 years to be completed. Allah destroyed him and his people before he even entered it, and he was 900 years old. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us with the knowledge that we acquire, and Allah knows best.